Hello?
Hello, this is Oscar. I'm calling you from Florida International University, and we are conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economy situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Will that be you?
That'd be me.
Thank you. Is your home a single-family home, townhome, apartment, manufactured, or mobile home?
It's a mobile home. Old one.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
I own it.
Please tell me in what year was your home built or purchased?
It's about... It's over 30 years old.
So let's see, 1993 or 4 probably?
Somewhere along in, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property, like impact windows, drainage upgrades, no upgrades at all?
No.
Thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
I was born and raised here, 71 years.
Okay, thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, hurricane category 1, hurricane category 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Yes, but all those.
All the, like, hurricane category 5. We can say.
Say that again?
Yes. Have you experienced or any adult in your household any of the following? Tropical storm, hurricane category 1, hurricane category 2, 3, 4, or 5?
All those. I mean, we, tropical storms, the hurricane, Michael, when Michael came through, you know?
Oh, okay.
That was,
got it.
That was a 5.
Then, can you tell me the name or of the year that happened, the Michael hurricane happened?
I don't know. I don't remember the date. Four or five years ago.
4 or 5 years ago, like 2019, probably.
Somewhere, yes. That sounds like it. I don't remember exactly what date it was.
Oh, no, don't worry. That's fine. Have you or any adults in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
I can't say it has.
Okay. Now, what was the estimated damage in dollars? For the hurricane?
I don't have no idea. We just fix them. When they break and tear up, we just fix them.
Okay, like an approximated, like maybe 1,000, 2,000 or less?
Probably less.
Okay, thank you. Can you tell me what were the primary cause of damage to your home? What was it, the wind breaking your windows, wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, floating trees falling on your home, or something else?
The roof.
The wind damaging the roof.
Shingles, yeah, the roof shingles.
Okay, thank you. How vulnerable do you feel to damage, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazard? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
I feel very vulnerable when it happens.
Okay, thank you. If a serious hurricane treats your home, how would you prepare? Put up a hurricane shelter, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home of a relative, or you will not make any preparations at all?
I would evacuate, not from the flood, just from the wind.
Okay, got it. Thank you. When will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued? When a hurricane warning is issued? Or your home is already prepared and could you be secure within a few hours?
Oh, you are trying to be ready for in a few hours, whatever happens.
Okay. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat. I tried to be prepared, you know.
Okay, cool. Now, please select your top three sources of information, internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper or print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, or WhatsApp.
All of them. I'll watch all of that.
We can select three, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, WhatsApp.
TV and radio.
TV, radio. Let's get one more. Internet or friends and family or WhatsApp.
NOAA weather.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared, to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Probably about a 3 to 4.
3 to 4, okay. Have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Cost of housing, cost of childcare, loss of income or employment, property taxes, transportation costs, cost of food and other essentials, cost of insurance, or none of the above affect you?
None of those. Yes.
Okay. Cool. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Thank you. When would you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate, or probably never?
Well, we'd be very careful because we got grandchildren and children, and if we need to evacuate, we will. We ain't scared to evacuate.
Okay. So when you watch the storm, maybe, if the emergency managed officials order you to evacuate.
Yeah, you usually get out.
Okay.
Depends on the category, you know, what it is.
Got it. Now, if you need to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby family or friend, another location within the estate, as far as possible to another estate, or you will not leave under any circumstances?
I'd go to family or... Depends on the circumstance of the storm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Category 5, I don't want to hang around here none, where we live at.
I see. So, which one would you pick from this one? Family house, shelter, another location?
Family house. A family house or another location.
Okay, thank you. How many vehicles are available in your household?
Two.
Thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I don't want to say. It ain't none.
Okay, it's not a problem. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? You are certain that you could come up with $2,000, or you're not certain that you could come up with $2,000? Or you don't know?
Yeah. I don't see why I can't, because I got that much put away.
Okay, cool. Now, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? It was decreased significantly.
They don't want to give me none no more.
Oh, okay. Now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
Yeah, mine's paid off.
Let me repeat the question. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes, no, or I have already dropped my insurance.
I don't understand exactly what you're saying.
Would you consider if your mortgage was paid off? The answers are yes, no, or I have already dropped my insurance. Or not applicable in your case. You don't have an insurance.
No, I don't have no insurance on my house. Or no storms.
Okay, thank you. If a major hurricane impact your area, which of these levels of government should help you to reimburse your cost? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
God.
If you have to pick one of these,
none of those. I'm not going in debt with no government.
Okay, thank you. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
Some of these new houses I see being built today, I don't think they're doing a very good job on the building for codes or nothing like that.
So from 1 to 5, we can say 1 being no confidence, 3 reasonable confidence, and 5 being very high confidence. Between
maybe a 2.
2, okay. How much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk? The same scale from 1 to 5.
Maybe a 2, 3.
2 to 3, okay. How much confidence do you have that new development takes into account hurricane wind risk? From 1 to 5.
Maybe a 3.
Okay. That new development takes into account flood risk from 1 to 5.
New developments, I don't. these new houses I see they're building, they're high risk. I would say they're high risk, almost bad as a mobile home.
Okay, so we could say between 1 to 5, reasonable confidence.
Yes. 1 to 5.
Okay. How much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss from 1 to 5?
0.
Thank you. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected? The answer is yes, I believe it's happening and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I don't know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I will not be affected. Or no, I don't believe it is happening.
Well, during the storm it happens. The sea level rise, no.
Okay, thank you. Most of Florida coast areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surge. How concerned are you about flooding your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm slightly concerned.
Thank you. Now, when you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, float zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job?
Say that again. It's for what now?
Yes, when you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important of the following? Neighborhood, school, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees,